pencils and good stuff, and that's a good.
I'm ready.
At the number one, I, Ribby Pops, take the New York Jets out of the Northeast. Number two, Ribby takes Oakland from California.
Ribby, hold on. That's not how it works. A mock draft traditionally works like you will pick a player that you think that team who already has that slot, one,
right.
Two, three, four, five, will pick.
Yeah, a team takes a player.
Based on need.
The draft team.
Oh, no wonder my publication had been moving the past few years.
Yeah, everybody knows the draft order.
Okay, well, I did that, too. I did it the player way, too. I wasn't sure which way it went.
All right, give us the players.
At the number one pick, the Jets are going to take Ross Verba, offensive lineman from Iowa.
Really?
Huh.
Who refuses to sign with them because of some stuff, and then he signs with the Carolina Panther. Number two, gentlemen, New Orleans trades back up with Oakland to get the number two pick that they originally had, and then trades that pick to Carolina for Ross Verba. Seattle surprises the entire field by utilizing the strategic element of the unexpected, and my friend, they pass.
That's ridiculous.
And they do this because they're distraught over the early taking of Ross Verba. Number four, Baltimore, envious of Seattle's crafty preemptive move, trades up for their pass. So now Seattle goes at number four again, and since they didn't get Ross Verba, who they planned to build their offense around, they take the next best thing, Marcellus Wiley from Columbia, which they immediately start building around.
That's ridiculous.
At number five, Detroit takes Jamie Sharper, the impressive, from Virginia.
The impressive.
And number six, St. Louis trades down with Tampa Bay, who forgets to take a player, so they are out of it.
How do they forget?
No. They're not going to forget to take a player.
Number seven, the New York Giants trade this pick to New Orleans for one Ross Verba. At number eight, gentlemen, you're marking these down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Number eight. This is the pick that Tampa Bay traded to St. Louis for the number six pick. So now this is St. Louis's pick.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Louis, in all the confusion, repeats the mistake of Tampa Bay and forgets to take a player, so they are out of it.
What do you mean they're out of it?
Out of the first round or what?
Out of the first round.
Okay.
At number nine and ten, Arizona and Oakland both take Jim Druckenmiller from Virginia Tech.
They both take him.
Then trade that pick to each other.
What? I'm lost.
Boy.
Here's your top ten of the Ribby Pops mock NFL draft.
All right, just a couple of things. Now, I'm not a draft expert, but every mock draft I've seen has this... has this Ross...
Sorry about that.
Has this Ross Verba character as like a third-round pick.
Well, I don't know. My scout said he was a good man.
So good that they'll be the victim of, like, five trades.
Yeah, he's a good go-all-around man. He's got the arm distinctions. He's got a good negative air plus ratio.
What? What's that?
That's a fun time with you.
All right, I have a question. What are the Cowboys going to do at 25?
I knew you were going to ask that. That's why I came prepared. That's starting to beat me a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
At number 25, Dallas drafts a good defense lawyer out of Yale.
No, they changed all that around. They got Grant Hill's dad up here, Calvin Hill, helping out everything.
No, I'm teasing with you. No, they're taking running man Corey Dillon from Washington.
Really?
Yeah, running back. That's right. They need more depth for the Emmett man.
Okay.
So you got them down there, boys. I hope that helps you out. I've been working all night on that.
All they got is Ross Verba and Corey Dillon.
There was one more player that went in the first 10.
Jim Druckenmiller twice. I got it all down.